Ode to the Artichoke. The tender-hearted artichoke, dressed up as a warrior, erect, it built itself a little dome. It kept itself impregnable beneath its armored leaves. Beside it, the raving vegetables began to frizzle. They turned themselves into tendrils, bulrushes, touching bulbs. Below the ground, the red-mustachioed carrot slept. The vine dried out its shoots through which wine climbs. The leafy cabbage took to trying on skirts, oregano to scenting the world, and the sweet artichoke there in the garden was dressed as a warrior, burnished like a grenade and proud, and one day, assembled with its fellows in large wicker baskets, it walked through the market to make its dream of soldiery come true. In ranks it never was so military as at the market. The men among the vegetables with their white shirts were marshals of the artichokes, the serried files, the ordering voices, and the report of a fallen crate. But then Maria comes along and with her basket picks out an artichoke. She isn't scared. She scrutinizes it, considers it against the light as if it were an egg, and buys it. Tossing it into her bag, jumbled together with a pair of shoes, a cabbage, and a bottle full of vinegar, until, when entering her kitchen, she plunges it into a pot. Thus ends in peace the enlistment of this armed vegetable called the artichoke, after which, leaf after leaf, we undress its deliciousness and eat the peaceful substance of its green heart.